Now, as we heard towards the end of the programme yesterday, it emerged at the Public Accounts Committee that the cost of the National Children's Hospital could run to more than €2 billion. Meanwhile, the Irish Times reports today that the Department of Public Expenditure and Reform raised concerns nearly 2 years ago about governance arrangements for the development. We've put in numerous requests over a number of weeks for a member of the National Paediatric Hospital Development Board to come on the programme and explain how this could have happened to listeners, but nobody has been available. The PR company representing the board has instead on two occasions offered us doctors to come on to explain how essential the project is from a medical point of view, which of course isn't the issue here, and I'm sure board members are very busy people, but that invitation stands. Now, on the line, the Labour Party leader Brendan Howlan and Brian Turner, health economist at University College Cork. I should say as well, we also invited Minister Harris on the programme today, but he's also tied up this morning. Brendan Howlan, good morning and thanks for taking our call.
Morning, Sean. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Except, like the rest of the country, I'm agog at the rising costs of this. Are we at the point where some heads perhaps need to roll?
Well, we have to understand how this could possibly happen. We established in 2011, in the the midst of an economic crisis, a Department of Public Expenditure and Reform to manage every cent of public expenditure when money was scarce. That seems to have been abandoned as money became more plentiful. And I think it's a fundamental mistake for that department not to have its own line minister whose overarching responsibility is to ensure that we get value for public expenditure, hard-earned taxpayers' money, especially as we embark on a very expansive capital programme to meet the needs of a growing economy. It's just beyond belief, particularly when it's come to light now from FOIs. The Department of Public Expenditure were concerned about matters 2 years ago, that there wasn't a complete hands-on demand from that department for a weekly update of what was going on, of accurate costings on a weekly basis. And it seems to have come from a bolt from the blue then, that what was originally a contract, according to the chair of the National Paediatric Hospital, awarded to BAM, a stage one contract of $637 million, that when they did the full costings rose to $983 million. You could half justify that. That's, in terms of the quantity surveyors calculating the details of it, something under a billion euros. But for it to go, as we heard just before Christmas, to 1.4 billion, after Christmas to 1.7 billion, and yesterday perhaps to 2 billion euros, it seems like a runaway train that nobody has any control over, and it's just unacceptable.
And if I could turn to you, Brian Turner, Dr. Brian Turner, health economist at UCC. As Brendan Howlan is saying, the costs appear to have escalated incredibly quickly. Do you get a sense that nobody is in control here?
Well, so John, just to clarify a couple of things, because there have been a lot of figures put out there. So I suppose the original figure, $450 million, related to the Mater site, which didn't get planning permission. So in 2014, the HSE allowed $650 million for the Children's Hospital. And if you include the two satellite centres, then that went up to $790 million. So I suppose that's what I would take as the baseline figure.
Yes,
the
and Leo Varadkar, I think, was it in 2015, came out publicly and said that figure of 650 covered everything, including VAT and contingencies.
Well, so the 790 figure, as Brendan Howlan just said, went up to 983 by 2017 when the Department of Health sanctioned the capital outlay for the project. Interestingly, at that stage, in April of 2017, the allowance for ICT was an additional €88 million. So it'll be very interesting to see how that stacks up once the final figure comes in. But that $983 million, as it was April 2017, we're now looking at $1.73 billion, including the two satellite centres. So, I mean, that's over a 70% increase in that time frame. Now, just to put that into perspective, the Society of Chartered Surveyors in Ireland has a tender cost index. Now, between the first half of 2017 and the second half of 2018, that increased by about 11%. So even with tender price inflation, that's coming nowhere near the increase in cost here. So I think definitely something has gone very seriously awry here.
And where do you think the answers lie, or how can they be found?
Well, a number of people have referred to changes in design. Now, I know there was there was talk of additional sprinkler systems in that post Grenfell Tower. I think that question does need to be raised. Has the design changed since April 2017? And if so, how and what the impact of that has been on the cost? But the PwC report, which is due in March, I think will be very telling. And I very much hope that will be made public, because I think we need to know what exactly went wrong. Because I suppose the biggest issue here is we need to learn from what has gone wrong on this project, because in the National Development Plan between 2018 and 2027, €10.9 billion has been allocated to capital projects in health. Now, that includes new elective-only hospitals in Cork and Dublin, additional primary care centres, mental health facilities, and so on. Now, if the overrun on this one project is roughly €1 billion, you know, taking the 790 and the 1.73 figures as your start and end point, that's nearly 10% of the entire capital allocation for health over the next 10 years, which is designed to basically increase our capacity to allow the sludge care reforms to be implemented. Now, if the $10.9 billion isn't going to be enough, then we need to know how much is going to be needed, because the capital investments under sludge care and under the National Development Plan are very badly needed to increase the capacity of the health sector, which is under incredible strain at the moment.
And coming back to you, Brendan Howlan, again, looking at that Irish Times report saying that, you know, following the concerns voiced by DEEPER, the Department of Public Expenditure and Reform, that the Department of Health had set out specific assurances and clarifications about how all the different groups would operate in the development of the new facility in a memo to Cabinet in the summer of 2017. And as Kate O'Connell pointed out, a Fine Gael TD on that committee yesterday, a senior official from the overseeing department, Department of Public Expenditure, was also a prominent member of the hospital's development board.
Very real questions that need very thorough answers. And I come back to my original point. Where was the political oversight? If you have a line department whose raison d'etre is to get value for money, to oversee public expenditure, to interrogate every aspect of public expenditure, to bring that to the cabinet, to call in people at the highest level of administration in line departments, to ensure month by month, week by week, that these type of overruns are not happening. But apparently all of this was done blindsided. People who had signed off, and I've said you could justify the $983 million, the under $1 billion with all the add-ons for the other outreach centres that have been set out. But the notion that could escalate to $2 billion, in other words, more than doubling of the cost, is entirely unexplained and unacceptable. And it wouldn't have happened if there had been, weekly, monthly monitoring of expenditure. And my concern is for the future as well. We have, in the health sector, very major projects like the National Maternity Hospital to be built. We couldn't possibly entertain overruns of this scale. And we don't seem to have the wherewithal to control it now. There is no point in being good at controlling public expenditure in the worst of times if you can't do it in the best of times as well. Taxpayers want and demand value for the money they expend, and it simply is not a bottomless pit to be thrown into. And there will be significant projects. We talked yesterday in the Dáil about the cath lab in Waterford, which is important for the whole southeast. There will be projects that will fall off the list now. We have assurances in relation to that. But where will the $50 million in the capital programme for health this year be found, or the other $50 million for this year in the rest of the capital programmes? And where will this €1 billion be found? Something will be pushed off the deck. We haven't had clarity about that either.
And just actually on the question of projects that may be deferred, let's listen back to one particular exchange between, in fact, your own Labour Party health spokesperson Alan Kelly at the PAC yesterday and Jim Curran, the HSE's head of estates. And the same answers were given here as were given later in relation to Waterford Cath Lab. Let's have a listen.
Can you list off one or two projects that you know now will not proceed in the timescales that they were meant to?
I'm not in a position to list those projects at this stage. We're looking in the context of, in general,
So everything is going ahead the same as normal?
I'm not saying that either, Deputy.
I'll make it easy for you. There's been an announcement in relation to a new unit being put onto University Hospital Limerick, which is a hospital which is largely overcrowding in Ireland. I haven't seen anything in relation to budget lines as regards where that money is coming from. Is that currently in the capital programme?
That's one of the projects up for consideration.
Is it currently in the capital programme? That's the yes or no answer.
We're considering funding that project in 2019.
The Minister announced it last year. He said the money was there. Is it currently in the capital programme? And I only picked one. I could have picked 10.
We're reviewing our capital programme at this stage.
As I say, a similar answer, Brian Turner, was given in relation to the Waterford Cat Lab, but I suppose these ultimately become political decisions, and the Taoiseach to Simon Coveney, perhaps conscious of the fact that he's got a junior minister, John Halligan, who's very fired up about this particular project, saying that the Cat Lab in Waterford would go ahead.
Well, I suppose, in a way, they're political decisions in terms of locations and timings, but I mean, the Sláinte Care report is a cross-party report, so a political decision has been taken across the political spectrum to go ahead with increasing the capacity in the Irish health system. And as we said, obviously, some of these projects are going to be delayed. Now, the problem, I see two problems with the delays to whatever projects are delayed. The first is that the longer they're delayed, the more the need builds up. So the longer it takes to get these projects up and running, the more the capacity, demand has been built up and unmet needs have been built up. The second problem is that, again, coming back to the tender cost index that the Society of Chartered Surveyors produced, they're forecasting an increase in that of 7-8% a year over the coming years. So, again, any delay means that the cost of building these facilities is going to increase naturally anyway. So you're kind of in a catch-22 situation.
But right. it's pure economics. If there is a billion euro extra to be spent on the children's hospital, that billion euro has to come off somewhere. I think the government have an obligation to tell us where it's to be found. 100 million of it this year, 50 million out of the capital plan. So what projects are going to be delayed or deferred or knocked on the head in the health budget for this year, and where over time is that billion euro to be found?
And Brendan Howland, we just had a statement, or we got it earlier, I should say, from the PR firm for the National Paediatric Hospital Development Board. It says, we welcome the PwC review commissioned by the HSE. We will participate fully in this process and we will implement any arising recommendations. Implicit in that is an expectation that they expect it to be left there to implement any recommendations that may arise.
Well, I think most people are dismayed that another accounting house has been brought in at the cost of almost €500,000 to oversee what should be the normal work of a government department. We have a government department of public expenditure. We have a barrage of accountants and economists across the public service who are supposed to be watching public money day in, day out. The notion that we need to bring in now another accounting firm to oversee and obviously read themselves in from the start at a cost of €500,000, I think actually is really annoying for most people.
But it's one thing to be annoyed, but what about accountability, Brendan Howland? I mean, is it the case that, if any head rolls, well, the question arises, where would it stop? And then we'd be into politicians having to take responsibility.
Well, there is a notion that politicians do take responsibility. But we need to find out when the inflation of cost arose, who was told at the time, and what measures were taken to address them then and there, or did everybody just watch as spectators as the cost doubled? And I'm talking about the realistic cost doubling, as opposed to even taking the €650 million, which was the original BAM contract cost. But the realistic cost, including everything, was to be just under €1 billion. How in God's name did that become €2 billion? When was it known? Who signed off on that? And was the government afforded the opportunity at cabinet level to say, that's okay, we're going to proceed on that basis?
The CNAG, Seamus McCarthy, was asked yesterday who is in charge of this whole thing, and his response was, this seems to belong to the Department of Health. Doesn't exactly inspire confidence, an answer like that, does it?
No, it does not. It does not. I mean, we do have responsibility in each line department for the capital programme. And the accounting officer for the Department of Health, obviously, is the Secretary General of the Department of Health. And certainly, there's a great deal of responsibility lying there. But also, in terms of the overall capital programme and overall public expenditure, we have a bespoke department supposed to be looking at that. Unfortunately, we don't have a devoted cabinet minister to that because, bluntly, the work of the Department of Finance is demanding enough of any political overseer rather than try to do that as well as the Department of Public Expenditure. I think there was a fundamental mistake made, one that should be rectified before we amplify the mistake in other capital programmes in the coming years.
And coming back to you, Dr. Brian Turner, I noticed that last week at the Health Committee, a Fianna Fáil TD, who's actually an engineer, John Brazel, spoke about how the winning bid of $637 million by the contractor BAM was 20% lower, that's in other words $131 million, than the next bid. Now he says to be out by 20% is beyond reasonable in this business, and that's where red flags should have been waved.
Yeah, I suppose a lot of the details of the contract are subject to commercial confidentiality, so we don't know what exactly the basis for that figure was and how that relates to the other bids. But I mean, certainly, if you know, I suppose in public tenders, generally speaking, the main criterion is the most economically advantageous tender is supposed to be chosen. So I suppose it then comes down to what exactly does that mean, because that doesn't necessarily always mean lowest cost. It means best value for money. So I think that needs to be kind of teased out in the course of the reviews as well.
And again, going back, Brendan Howland, just a couple of months or a few months to September, the 18th of September, Simon Harris, the minister, was questioned by Barry Cowan on the cost of the project. He was assured in the Dáil that it was coming in on target, or as Mr. Breslin put it, they were on profile. And all of a sudden, just a few months later, the whole thing explodes.
That's, you know, the real questions to be asked. Who was aware of this incredible escalation in cost? And was it withheld from the minister and the government? And it was it just assumed by somebody, either in the Department of Health or in the Paediatric Development Board, that whatever cost arises, somebody will sign a cheque and we can carry on regardless? Because if that's the cavalier attitude to public money, it needs to fundamentally change.
In the meantime, do you have confidence in the Health Minister, Simon Harris?
I think Simon is an extraordinarily capable individual. I worked with him. He was a Minister of State in my own department once upon a time. I think it depends on what information he has. He was given. Obviously, he can't act on information that was withheld from him, so we have to ask those questions. Who knew about these escalating costs, and were they transmitted to him? If they were transmitted to him, I think there would be fundamental questions for him to answer.
But it all depends on what he was told then. I mean, does the question of actually, this disaster happened on my watch, I need to take responsibility, not arise?
Well, yes, to some degree it does, because you have to have mechanisms to ensure that you're informed. And the same mechanisms within the Department of Public Expenditure, they, as a matter of monthly profile, should be bringing to government a monthly analysis of projects to see are they on profile or not. Was that done in this instance? And was the full facts presented to government at those monthly presentations?
Okay, we leave it there. My thanks to you both for joining us. That's the former Taoiseach and Brendan Howland. Sorry, not former Taoiseach, I don't think. Former Minister for Public Expenditure and Reform, now leader of the Labour Party, joining us. Thank you indeed. And thanks as well to Brian Turner, health economist at UCC.
Today with Sean O'Rourke on RTE Radio 1.